Here is a person I've been wanting to talk to all day. I read this story earlier about a Chicago-based doctor who was in Wuhan at the early days of this outbreak and decided to stay there to help the other medical professionals who were dealing with this crisis as it was growing exponentially. Dr. Xu Yun Chao is with us from the University of Chicago. And people should know that you are an infectious diseases expert and that you trained at the National Institutes of Health. And you've been around outbreaks before. You've gone and studied outbreaks, whether it's West Nile or others like that. Now, that's a little different vector, right, because that's a mosquito-borne illness, West Nile, but now you have this pathogen, you know, going human to human. Let's go back to Wuhan. First of all, you were there doing something else, I'm assuming?
Yes, I was there training other pathologists and doing consulting work.
And you decided, once this started to happen, what was going through your mind about, what made your decision to stay and help?
It's rather simple. I did not really think too much about it. It's just, I'm a pathologist. Usually I don't take care of patients. But in a situation like that, I saw this on the social media. There's a doctor who was seeing patient and being overwhelmed and calling for help. There was a big shortage of doctors at that moment. And also the tasks involved for the in the clinics were not that complicated. Basically, we're just doing triaging, and for a patient who comes with fever and a cough, and at that time, the first thing we have to do is to help them to rule out the novel coronavirus infection. So obviously, we just need to order some tests and provide some guidance. So I thought that with my background in medicine and also my background in virology, I thought I could help. That's why I just offered to help, to go. And
Were you not thinking too much. Were you concerned about your own health?
Yes, of course. But in a time like this, if doctors don't go, who else would have to go?
That's true.
How did you protect yourself in this? So we have, a full-body PPE, personal protective equipment. Mm-hmm. So basically it's like a space suit and with gloves and N95 masks and cap and eye cover, and that's all. Yeah. That should be adequate for just seeing patient.
And you didn't get sick?
No, I did not.
Yeah. And when did you come back?
Oh, I came back in early February with one of the evacuation flight, and I had to go through a 14-day quarantine.
Mm-hmm. What can we learn about the Chinese experience here that would help us as we deal with what is going to be an escalation in cases?
First of all, everyone should be serious about this, and information should be open, good exchange. And most importantly, people should not panic. And don't take me wrong. This is a very serious disease. And however, panic won't help at all. So also, I have noticed that many people wanted to be tested. Just randomly be tested is not going to help. So you really want the medical professionals to make a decision to be tested. One of the major lessons I want to tell people to know is that the test, the so-called nucleic acid test, is not 100% sensitive. So it's a good test from the public health perspective, that the public health personnel should know the magnitude of infection. However, on a personal perspective, testing positive may be helpful, but testing negative, and if you still have symptoms, doesn't help at all, because you may still have it, but the test has just been negative. So you should still be very careful in isolating yourself. Don't go out and infecting other people or your family members.
Right. Xu Yun Chao is who we're talking to, is a doctor from University of Chicago Medicine. He's a professor of pathology and a researcher, and he was in Wuhan during the initial days of the outbreak and helped. He stayed in Wuhan to help the medical professionals there who were overwhelmed. In terms of the disease as it progresses in age, right? As people, different ages are affected differently. Is that an accurate statement? And can you describe a little bit of the difference between a healthy 35-year-old versus a 65-year-old or 70-year-old, or especially somebody who's compromised? Can you just talk a little bit about the difference in those experiences?
Yes, of course. So if you look at a different data set, you have different figures. Well, that's understandable because we are not looking at the entire population. However, if we look at a cohort of about 400 patients, so let me just look at the data here itself. So in the difference is actually dramatic. If you are age 70 or older among this cohort, the death mortality is about 14%.
14%, yeah.
Yes. So if you're 30 years and younger, it's close to like 0.4%.
And what's causing that mortality? Is it pneumonia? What's the mechanism?
So with very rare exceptions, in some patients, they will end up with some multi-organ failure. However, most of patients will die of respiratory failure, where the lung will be stuffed with consolidations. And some people will have secondary bacterial pneumonia. And according to some of my colleagues, the end picture was not was quite ugly, that many patients would be conscious right before they died because they just could not get air into their lungs.
Well, that does get people's attention because when you stop and you think about what we're looking at here in the United States, we, I think, are better prepared now because China went through this, and we're seeing also in Europe and other places mistakes that are being made. We're trying to get ahead of it. Doctor, a raft of things happened here today in terms of the NBA is going to play one game now without crowds in front of it in San Francisco because that's the city's demanding that. You got the NCAA is now taking crowds out of the NCAA tournament. Businesses are telling people to go work from home. The airlines are talking about restrictions in flights. Are all of these appropriate? Are they enough? Not enough? What do you think?
I think this is appropriate and enough for facing the challenges that we have. And so mostly we should avoid the big crowd, and that's most important. Secondly, washing your hands is very important. And if you are just around a few people without symptoms, say coughing and sneezing, you should be okay. But make sure that a lot of public places, if, say, a certain patient has been infected and touched some stuff like doorknobs and elevator buttons, make sure you don't get transmitted through that because we touch our face all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that, no panic.
Got it. Shuyun Chao is who we're talking to, University of Chicago doctor who stayed in Wuhan to help with that crisis a couple of months ago. And, you know, in all these movies, there's always a hero doctor who does the right thing. And you in this movie would be that, certainly. So thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Hope everybody's well.
Thank you very much. All right, let's find out what's happening in the WGN newsroom, the Northwestern Medicine newsroom. That's coming your way in 2 minutes.